This is the third live online class for Moodle MOOC. It started with the opening ceremony and then the first live session yesterday, introduction and layout. And today's a special event with Van Stevens and Learning Together. Session's going to start in a couple of seconds. And I'm going to just make sure that my settings are right. And they are. Hello. And welcome to today's Sunday Learning Together on WizIQ, where it's not on a normal day, but this isn't. And my name is Nellie Deutsch. If you could write in the chat box where you're from and how you're doing. I'm not Van Stevens. No, I'm not. So for those of you who don't know Vance, I'm going to introduce him. Vance, when you get here, I don't think Vance is here yet, but he should be along soon. If you could raise your hand, that would help, since a lot of people are going to be joining this session. Hello, Ludmilla. I see you as well. You can raise your hand as well. If any of the other facilitators are here, that would be great. So this is actually a combination of the Moodle MOOC plus Learning Together, which is what the MOOC's about. It is, after all, about learning together and not learning from an organization or one specific person. So the together is very, very important in this MOOC. So I see Judy is here as well. Great. We're also going to discuss some of the venues that you'll be traveling through in the Moodle MOOC, but that's going to be near the end, so stay tuned. I see we've got, there are a lot of non-native speakers of English, by the way, in the MOOC. I know this because I'm getting your Google Drive, and in order to give you the right to edit, I can see that it's different languages, so I've managed to actually manage a lot of languages because it's coming in even languages that I have no idea, but I know where to click, so that's easy enough. So there are people from all over the world, and their Google Drive is in their native language. So we have to keep that in mind, that not everybody's English, nobody's English is perfect, of course, but some people feel more confident in their native language and not specifically in English. So we really do have to keep that in mind and try to understand what people are trying to say and express as we go. So Vance, if you're in the house, because I'm not Vance, if you could raise your hand. By the way, I'm also using Google Translate, which is incredible. I was just showing it to my dad yesterday, and you go into Google Translate. How many of you, give me a thumbs up if you've tried Google Translate in the last couple of days? It's just amazing. If you haven't, you should really try it, because it's just simultaneous. I mean, you write in one language and you can see it in the other language as you write. So if you make a mistake, it comes back to yours and it just keeps correcting it. So you can actually be communicating to a lot of people in different languages, and it's quite good. I mean, at least they'll understand you. So feel free to use... I did that with Crystal, by the way, Crystal. I don't know what language. And if you don't know what language it is, Google Translate will help you figure out the language. So Google Translate has really come a long way from what it used to be. So yes, we're all able to now speak to one another, or at least to... chat with one another. If anybody sees Vance, give me a thumbs up, or I'm going to start, and then hopefully Vance will join us. Maybe he's on his way. I'm not Vance. This is Nellie. I created the session for Vance. You can see it's Nellie. Okay, there's an image of Vance without his beard, okay, and a little bit of a mustache. So yes, this is Nellie, and if you see Vance, just let me know. It's not Vance writing, it's also my writing. Okay, so we're gonna get started. So today's learning together means that I have to learn with you. So it's not me teaching anybody anything. You got to keep that in mind. It's learning from one another. So feel free to use the chat box and to learn, teach, whatever you want to call it. All right, so what you see here is Van Stevens, who's going to be hosting the session. Right now, it's Nelly talking in his voice. Over here, this was inspired by Thomas. It's the Moo Cow. And this is the Moodle MOOC Wiz IQ logo. Learning Together that doesn't have a banner or a logo. And this, anybody know what this is? Okay, that's a very special image. Anyone know what this is? Well, you've got the title, but anyone see their faces there anywhere? Webheads, that's right, Doris. Doris, are you here? In this particular one. I think this was in 2005. Oh, you are? All right, Doris, I'll give you, if you could raise your hand, someone's raised their hand. Here, Ram. If you could raise your hand, Doris. Did I find you? I'll let you, okay, I don't see. You know where you raise your hand? Just above, there's a hand. You just kind of click on it, and then I think you got it. Thank you, Doris. Let's see if I can get you now. If I can find you, so that you can help me out here with the list. Oh, it's going so fast. There, I got you, Doris. And you don't have a webcam. All right, that's okay. All right, so I'll give you tools, Doris. We can hear your voice at least. And you can point to your, and I see Vance is here. Great. You can point to your image and enlighten us because we looked a bit different in those. Well, at least I did. I don't think you would recognize me. I saw Vance there, I think. Ah, there we go. Okay, found Vance. Okay, maybe Vance can help us along too. I see that it's going round and round. I hope the connections are good and there are no firewalls. Yeah, Doris, did you hello, Vance? It looks like you were booted for some reason. Oh no, it's still going around in circles. All right, hopefully it'll work. I hope your page wasn't open for too long because sometimes it needs to be refreshed. We don't have that many people in here, so it's not over 2,000. There we go. I think Vance is coming through. The real Vance. I just heard a click. There we go. There's the real
All right.
Vance. I just showed an image of
Can
you.
you
And,
see me?
yes. Without your beard, I thought I'd show that one.
Yeah. I don't know which is the real Vance.
The real Vance is
Will the
not
real
me.
Vance please stand up?
Well, it's not me, even though my name, I'm writing as you, so forgive me.
Yes, hi everybody. I think there's a little confusion about the time because I believe we set this for 1300 GMT, And it's noon GMT now, but anyway, here we are. So
Yeah, that's f I
that's
thought so
we'll go.
too. Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. We can just keep going at 1300 and see who else comes.
Because the class wouldn't open unless, well, I don't know what happened either, actually. In any case, we're looking at the images, and I was wondering if you recognize anybody. And are you here,
I do.
Vance? Oh, where? Maybe
I
you can
recognize almost
point. All right, so who's that?
everybody.
Okay.
That's me.
And next to you. See, that's a
She
hard one.
herself, a self-portrait.
Okay. Can you find Doris? Because
Artist.
I couldn't get Doris for some reason to Oh, it's Sus. Yeah.
There's Nellie.
Where?
This is a picture of the Webheads student group. That's the one that started in 1998. So that was a Webheads in Action group of people. That was a group that Michael Coughlin and Maggie Doty and I sort of started. I was the one who put up all the web pages for it. But that evolved into Webheads in Action when, in an EVO session in 2002, I guess I should say I took it on myself to set up a course that would teach other people how to set up communities of practice online. And so we sort of modeled that and did it. And it's been kind of going ever since. So anyway, that started from the web. This is the Writing for Webheads group that you're looking at right now. And gosh, let's see, of all those people, a lot of them have become Webheads in Action. That's Eric Baber that you're pointing to right. Was the, what are they called, the president of IATEFL for the last year. That one, who's that? Well, it could have been somebody we know, and Nellie Deutsch, of course. And that's Hala, Hala, what's her last name?
Huzzy, I think.
Fozzie.
Huzzy? Huzzy. And
Fozzie. Hala. She's in Saudi Arabia now, but she was
she is?
she's from Khartoum.
Shrimp's Khartoum, yeah, I
Yes,
didn't
I think
know.
she's working in and that's Lane Marshall. Lane is still with us. She just gave a presentation a couple of weeks ago on Learning Together. So a lot of these people are
Yeah,
still there.
they're still there. And Vance, it's been how long? It's been over 10 years, I guess. It's been what,
Yeah, this group started
11
in
years?
1998, so it's been actually 15
98.
years.
Do you think I was there in 1998? I keep thinking I started in 2005.
Yeah, that group that you're that right there, that group lasted for about 3 years. I mean, well, although many of the people have migrated over to Webheads in Action, but that particular group kind of fizzled once. Once the Webheads in Action started, because the student group, as I've often said, the voices started getting suppressed by the. So it became less and less a student group. It became more and more a teachers group. The teachers were interested in the technologies we were trying out at the time. To speak to one another online was kind of unusual. Well, yeah, it wasn't really the norm, but to do it for free, we had there was a powwow at the time. And we used to use something called HearMe, which was a plugin that you could to set up in your web page.
What is a powwow?
So we
What's a powwow? I don't remember
powwow was
that.
one of yeah it was was some, it was something similar to it was sort of an instant message service that was done by voice, and it was one of the first ones. So one of the first Skype-like things, except it wasn't VoIP exactly.
Well, this is a little bit about
And
Vance. This is about you and your career with computer-assisted language learning. And what I noticed is that I don't know how many years did you teach English before you actually got involved in technology, or did it come together?
I think when I started out, the technology we used was these mimeograph machines, the spirit mimeograph, you know, that used to smell so good. Those are the first technology I had in probably 1974, maybe, something like that.
Wow.
Saudi Arabia, and somebody put in a computer in the place that I taught, a big mainframe computer. And I just sat down and started playing with it, just kind of to see what it would do. Nobody else was using it. So somebody saw me doing that and put me in charge of a program to develop some Kali materials. So that's kind of how I got started. That was in 79, 1979. And so I headed that as long as I was in Saudi Arabia, and then moved to, went to get my MA in ESL. And that time I bought an Apple, and an Apple II, one of the early ones, and did my thesis. I developed some materials to test on, to use with students, and did my thesis on computer system language learning, and started publishing, getting published, and went to, well, anyway, just moved on from there. Eventually ended up at Sulzbach Gabus University, and became Cal coordinator there, and on and on. Went and worked in California as a software developer from there, and then back over to the UAE to again computing for 8 years in a petroleum institute, and now I'm sort of back to teaching English, but using computers where I can. Yeah, kind of just like other people. And hi, Halima. Halima is saying I have friends in Uzbekistan. My son married a Uzbek girl, so I have been to Uzbekistan, and I haven't been there lately, but anyway, I only visited once. But yeah, having fun. Fun is frivolous, unanticipated nonsense. It was something that I put in a slideshow that I'd delivered, and went, I gave at a TESOL conference, that the convener of the session was David Noonan, and I think I put it on a slide, but I had been using it earlier than that. So, but I first, I guess, publicized it. Or,
And
so,
small.
I'm not sure who's interviewing.
Oh, it's not interviewing. As I
What?
said at the beginning, I don't know when you came in. It's about learning together. So I'm learning. I mean, it's not me, everybody
Yeah.
else learning.
Learning
I want to
together thinks it's
learn. Everybody wants to learn. So, you want to learn too, right? So I wanted to learn as well. I figured, this is my chance to learn too.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. I mean, we learn all the time by meeting together and getting together online. And Dave Cormier, who he's part of your program, isn't he? Dave
Yes,
Cormier, is he giving the presentation?
on next week actually, on Saturday, on
Oh,
June 8th, yes.
he always says that the what you get from MOOCs is the network. That's the big takeaway. So I'm sure he'll repeat that, but that's how you learn, through networking, obviously, and through social learning. And so we learn so much from each other, just getting together and sharing knowledge, and setting up these events. And Nelly, you're one of the great conveners. I don't know how many projects do you have going on at the moment. I mean, we'll ask you about how many projects you've done in the last year, but what right now, how many projects are you doing?
That's a good question. That's a good question. What my father says when I tell him, he sees what I'm doing, he goes like this. He has his palm up and he goes, Nelly, what are you getting out of it? And that's just it. That's exactly what I'm getting out of it. I'm getting a lot of learning, and I think that's what it's about. It's really about learning together, and it is so exciting to be able to be part of kind of organizing communities and watching people learn. I get so much out of it. And I think someone's doing research. I forget who's doing, one of the participants is actually doing research. I think he's from Finland on just that, on how what people get out of it and what happens to them as a result of this kind of learning. And you mentioned aha moments. What happens to people? What sustains them in this kind of environment where they can learn from one another, from people all over the world, because it's not really local in any sense.
Yeah, it's definitely a movement of people who tend to come up, tend to meet each other. We're sort of a meta group, a meta community that exists, of course, in our daily lives and our real places where we are, and we exist online in an online environment, but we're sort of a continent that's kind of congealed out in cyberspace, and we we have our shopping malls and clubs and things like that. And well, I don't know about shopping, but anyway, we have our convening spaces, which we just turn up in. A lot of the people here we recognize as they scroll through the chat. And they're people that we know, and they know us. And one of the surprising things about some of the early things that we did back in the 90s, last century, it was a big surprise to us when we started tentatively getting into this meeting people online. It was a big surprise to us that people would actually keep appointments, because we put a lot of professional stake, let's say, into set up a session where there were going to be people from cyberspace joining us, and that just wasn't done, So it was always amazing when it happened, and it just it's like we take it for granted now, but it wasn't always so something that we could count on, that people we never couldn't count on it. We just didn't know we could count on it. That people trusted one another enough, or were that real, who they really actually kept their commitments online. So that's actually kind of a given now, when we have a session like this. It just happens. We do it. We keep our commitments, and this is a very serious thing for us,
Isn't that
So,
amazing? That is amazing. Sometimes I feel like I can trust my online friends to be there for me. If we're going to write a book, or if we're going to create a PowerPoint presentation together, whatever we do, I always know they're going to be there. And they always are. And I'm always there. In other words, this trust that you're talking about is just amazing.
Yeah, it is, and it's very solid, and it's I just haven't really been disappointed hardly at all by, sometimes people have said they'll put time in, but it's for you can definitely count on having a conference or a MOOC, for example. And these days, I mean, if you say you're having a MOOC, you're going to get thousands of participants. How many people are signed up in your MOOC, Nellie?
Well, right now I think about
In this one.
over 1,600, a thousand, but the numbers are still coming up. People are still only finding out because it takes time for what to go from one network to the next. And what I'm finding is that this particular MOOC has others. You mentioned the ones that keep coming and we keep meeting and so on. This one has new people that I've never encountered before, which is very exciting. Because our
And
networks are they're increasing, Van, sorry.
I was interested in the demographics of this MOOC, because you were talking last night about this time. You had a session about the layout of the course. It's the one thing I've been able to access. Whoa, something just happened to my computer.
You're
Oh,
still
it's
here.
back again. I was using the wrong mouse. That was the problem. I was moving the mouse with the other computer. You in particular, by saying that they didn't necessarily have access to videos, they didn't have access to What else didn't they? There was something else that was surprising.
Oh, I know what you mean. You're talking about Google Drive, that they didn't have
Yeah,
access
Google
to. Oh,
Drive, that was it. Yes.
yeah. No, but it
Yeah.
was a mistake. It's not
Exercise.
true. I think we're echoing.
Oh.
Your other computer's talking back.
No, my other
It's
computer.
okay
No,
now?
oh, it could be. Maybe I should put a headphone on.
Yeah, that's always good.
Because
Yeah.
I came
I'm
here
sorry that
not expecting to come online. So
I was kind of
because I thought we
surprised
were meeting.
too. Yeah, I know. I thought so too. I was just a surprise. Maybe maybe someone changed the time without our knowing it. In any
No
case,
worries. We're
yeah.
jammed back. I'm just looking for a head.
I highlighted
Let's
some
find one.
things while Vance is looking for his headset. I highlighted some things here like Wiki, recorded personal learning networks, using Web 2.0 tools to leverage learning through networking, and I think that was also mentioned, and how teachers achieve the aha moment. And I think this is something that we take for granted, and I think that whoever's doing research, whoever's interested, one of the participants of the MOOC, I think that this is something that I would be interested in as well. You know, what actually happens to us as a result of the MOOC, as a result of the energy, you know, that kind of seems to take over, and the excitement in learning online, because it certainly isn't something that should be taken for granted. So, Vance, I'm going to talk a little bit about the MOOC for those who didn't get the sessions or who'd like to hear more about it. And I'm going to, you can, by the way, you can play around with the
I think you
room.
should start really square
Yeah, play around with the room. You can actually move things around. You can have minimize the chat. Get rid of the video if you don't want to see my face or anyone's. Play around with it as you wish. It's pretty modular. The
one. Okay. We'll make
facilitators are
here.
all, and if you're recording this through video, if you want to Camtasia or whatever, you might want to get the videos. You know, arrange the set up the class in a certain way right now for your video if you're doing that. If anyone is recording this through video. Nancy, these are the volunteers. Nancy, I don't know if Nancy is here. Nancy, if you're here, give me a thumbs up there in the chat. I'll see that faster than a raised hand. Jason R. Levine from the United States, New Jersey. Nancy's from the United States. Dr. Rama Sharma is from India. Dr. Ludmila Smirnova is in the United States now, originally from Soviet Union, what used to be. Judith Behrens is in the United States. She's doing her doctorate. And Nellie, I'm all over the place. That's how I define myself. A little bit about Nancy. Nancy and I met. What's nice is that, Vance, meeting face to face for the first time. I remember when I met you in, I believe, New Orleans, was it? In 2011. It was so exciting. I remember hugging people at the Evo
Last year,
section.
wasn't it? Or the
Yeah.
year before?
Yeah, it was 2011, so it was like 3 years ago to be exact. I know it was New Orleans, then it was Philly, and then last year was somewhere else, wherever. In any case, and I remember hugging people and thinking like, you don't want to let go. And then you meet again and that's fine. And somebody came up in 2011 in New Orleans and he said, somebody from New York, and he said, "Can I get a hug?" Remember that? And I said, "No, you can't because we never met online. You know, we only hug people that we've met online because that's how we connect." Same thing happened with Nancy. I met Nancy in 2008 or 9 online, and then we hugged in 2012, which was really incredible. It's a wonderful feeling to meet people for the first time and to keep meeting them face to face. It just it's hard for the mind. It's hard for me because there's a, it's the same person, Vance. I don't know how you feel about it. It's the same person, right? We're the same people, but we're not. kind of. We don't have time face to face, but we have more time online to meet.
Well, I always feel when, actually it's kind of anticlimactic. I actually had somebody, one of the web heads, at a conference. We had been chatting, I think in MSN Messenger or something back then, that was some time ago. She came up at the conference, and I hadn't seen her for a very long time. She sat down next to me, and I said, "Oh, hi." And it wasn't that I. It's just that we had been interacting online, so I saw her, but I didn't have the, "Oh, hey, how are you doing?" Because it was just kind of, "Oh, hi," because we had just been interacting. It was kind of like a smooth, sort of the opposite of what you're saying in a way. It wasn't the first time we had met, but I mean, it was just kind of strange how it just went together, because you're such better friends once you've.
That's why the excitement of meeting for the first time. But you're right. But the thing is that, if you take, say, the last conference, Vance, we didn't have time. We were so busy all the time. I didn't have time to talk to anybody. None of us did. We were so busy with different things and going from one meeting to the next. Even the dinners were like, there was just no time. But online, there's so much more. We can write each other. We can ask questions. We've got the time online.
This has really turned, what we used to do at conferences, getting together at conferences used to be the special thing. And now it's, I mean, it's when you take the expense of it and the carbon footprint that you make as you splash your way through the ozone layer in your supersonic jet, getting to your conference and what you're paying into for hotel rooms and things like that. Whereas you can just do that casually, instead of having appointments to meet right now, and a lot of people interrupting us. Here we are, interacting with all these people who are the kinds of people you would meet at conferences. But now you have time. You have time to interact with them, and I think it's in some ways a higher quality experience. I mean, there is something about face-to-face meeting. You do make connections because you can socialize, get to know people on a different level. When you do have time, you can speak to them, but how it is, but anyways, socializing. But the thing we're doing right now is certainly something that could easily take the place of jetting around the world at conferences, as far as getting things done, as far as intellectualizing.
Yeah, I totally agree. What I
I
find
mean, if you go to a
exciting.
conference and you go to a session on, you're not going to, sorry, on Moodle, you're not going.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a bit of a delay between us right now, but it's going to clear up because WizIQ has a system that kind of puts everything together. If there is,
Yes, I can see that.
can you see that? Yeah, it's improved quite a bit. What I was trying to say is what's special about the, not the live sessions, but the asynchronous ones, is the fact that we can write one another. I can provide someone with feedback much faster than if I had to pick up the phone, call them up. I mean, even dial would take, well, not dial these days, of course, but touch, whatever, would take me longer than to just send them feedback through, online in writing. It's much faster, and people are amazed. They say, "Well, I just sent you. How can you respond so quickly?" Well, because all you need is, you have to be fast on the fingers, and that's it. So it doesn't take that much to respond.
And this flipped classroom idea, is a natural in an online environment. And a lot of people realizing that that's the way you should be holding your classes instead of, turned lectures on its head. You don't go to the class and lecture and tell people, one to many, what you want them to do in a class. The best thing to do is to set homework that actually sets up a tutorial, which is just a natural for MOOCs. And watch the tutorial. I just completed something called LT MOOC, which was on InStreamia, a really interesting program that it was a lot of fun to learn how to use. It takes YouTube video. Have you heard of it, InStreamia?
I have
Have you ever
because
used it or?
I was with you. I mean,
Yeah.
I kind of jumped in and out because I was busy. But yeah, it looks great. The only part I didn't like was the money, but you know, the fact that it costs. But it looked like it was a
Well, it's
lot
a
of
commercial
fun.
product.
Yeah.
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 But still, the way, I mean, they're developing it, and so, but I'm just saying that the way, that's something they had to train you how to do it. All the training was done in tutorials, online tutorials, and then when people got together, they actually talked about pedagogy and how they would put things together, to train students and not as a tool itself.
Yeah, I think that's the
Which I
point.
guess is moot.
Yeah, I think the point of any kind of learning together is that as you learn about something, whatever it happens to be, it's not really important. As you learn about something together, you are making truly deep connections, whether you like it or not. It just happens. And I think that's really important. So I'm going to go through the presenters, for those who don't know them, that's Jason R. Levine. And Jason created a song especially for the MOOC. Vance, have you heard it?
I did. I heard it on my commute this morning. I was actually that recording cut out about the time that Martin Dujamus came on. I could see him talking, but I couldn't hear it. But I did hear the song.
All right.
It sounded something like this. Well, you got
All right, everybody, let me.
it.
Yeah, well, the
But
thing is that what I'd like to do is I'd like you to follow the words. I was listening to it quite a bit this morning. Well, morning, I don't know. Maybe it was last night. Listening to it to get the gist, to try to go with it. So here it is. I think we may have to. That's the audio. Let's see if I can make it go here. I don't know. Is it working for you? Because I think I just messed up here.
age on the world stage.
Yeah, but.
And incidentally, that was when I tried to listen to the recording online, that was the point where it stopped.
Yeah.
The point where the extra audio file was put in, that's where it snagged. I could not go beyond that, getting the recording online.
I'll tell you something. This is for everybody. I'm not going to put it on
So
now. You can listen to it later. What happens is when you're listening to a recording, you can actually control the recording. It becomes separate from the whiteboard, which means that you can turn it off, you can go on with it. It's completely separate. So what you can do is put it on the side and then continue with the recording. It's not part of it. I think that's something that Illuminate also has, where something is, I think when your screen, was it the screen, the web tour or something? It's similar to the web tour in that sense that you have full control over it and it's not part of the moderator's tour or whatever. You know what? All these technologies, as I think Martin said it so nicely. I don't know if you heard that part when he said that we're not there yet, and he was talking specifically about the Moodle and how you can. There's a lot to do, and I'm glad he mentioned that. He's not one of these people that says, "Well, my product is perfect and there's nothing to improve," kind of thing. Where yeah, there is, and it's teachers who are making it, and I think that many teachers are not aware of the fact that you can make a difference in how the Moodle works. It's not just educate or technologists that are involved in preparing it. Dr. Ramesh is here, and I've been trying to get him to. Do you know Dr. Ramesh Vance?
No, just
Oh, you've never
met through
met?
the recordings of.
Okay.
I don't think so, unless we've met, and we might have met
Let me see.
Valora, I'm not sure.
Dr. Ramesh, are you here? I'm going through. I don't know how many. Oh, I see him. Okay. His webcam worked really well yesterday, but we couldn't hear him, so I'm hoping that we can hear you now. Dr. Ramesh, how are you?
Hello,
Can hear you?
Nelly, and hello, Vance.
Bravo, we can hear
I
you.
hope today you can hear me.
Yes, very well.
Oh, thank you so much, and it is nice to meet you. Good.
All right, I think you guys met
In
in
fact,
India, didn't you, at a conference, Vance? I think you were together with Ramesh at a conference in India, actually. Something.
Yes, possibly, yeah. Were you there
I
in
wasn't there.
Bellore? You were there virtually.
No, I wasn't. Yes, I think I was there virtually. Sorry, but
Okay, yes.
I think Dr. Sharma was there. I think you were there, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be. In any case, you're doing a lot of things these days. You're starting a, I believe, a course on Wiki Educator. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it? I think it's.
Yes. Actually, that is our regular learning for content online workshop for all those persons interested in developing open educational resources. And it's basically a 10 days online program in which the people they can learn the wiki skills and how they can develop open educational resources. So it is reuse, remix, and how to prepare some content so that others can take benefit of that. So that's why that's what we are planning now.
Yeah, I'd like to
Thank you.
see Wiki Educator back in action. It seems like it's the OER now on Wiki Educator and not so much the Wiki Educator, the collaborative work that we used to have in 2007, 8, and 9. You know, Vance, not everything is like the web head. Some things kind of dilute and change, transform. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing, but it
Oh, I
happens.
agree with you, Nelly, that because we find that the people, sometimes they need to return back to their pages and keep continuing contributing to the Wiki Educator. So that needs to be done, and hopefully, we will take it up very regularly. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping too. In fact, I was thinking of rejoining. You know, you once helped me. I was thinking of maybe helping you out with this particular one. So I may add to my workload.
Thank you so much.
Ludmilla. Well,
Yes.
Ludmilla's with us. Hello, Ludmilla. Good morning. I guess it's early in the morning for you. Ludmilla is a very, very experienced educator. And by the way, for those who don't know, I think Ludmilla started using technology way, way back before, well, probably in the 70s, if not earlier, and using it at her university in Russia. But in any case, you've got an interesting story of why you started with technology in the United States that I love hearing.
Hello, Vince. We met, I think, in TESOL. TESOL, I think 2011, we Nelly and I were doing a workshop.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I was Dean of School of Foreign Languages back in Russia, and I had a chance to travel. And the first thing, whenever I was out abroad, I was bringing ideas to my School of Foreign Languages, and of course, computers connection. And yes, and I came to the United States in 2000, and of course, when I started teaching, I was teaching differently. And in order for students to understand me, so I started using technology. And besides, in back in Russia, all the textbooks, and when I came to the United States, I was amazed. The publishing companies are chasing you. Internet is available. You are not allowed to be a boring professor because you're supplied with all these tools and resources. So I was flabbergasted and I was fascinated with all these opportunities to teach well. And back in Russia, when I came here, I realized that I'm a constructivist. Back in Russia, I was implementing ideas of Montessori, Rudolf Steiner, Brunner. And here, when I came to the United States, from the first steps, I was using technology. And then, of course, I joined all these networks. And somewhere in 2005-06, our paths crossed with Nelly Deutsch. And since then, we are together. And as she said, it's really amazing to meet people in person. I remember how we started our Moodle for Teachers workshops, and I was on sabbatical in presenting a workshop on Moodle for Teachers. And I just still remember, I almost cried when I said, Nelly, somebody asked from the workshop when I was in Czech Republic in Ostrava, somebody asked, Nelly, what would you do if you came here for this conference? And she said, the first thing, I would hug Ludmila. So it was, I almost cried. I think I cried. So when she defended her thesis in 2010, my husband drove me to Penn State to meet and
Pittsburgh.
hug Nelly.
Yeah, you know, Ludmila,
in person.
That
so
reminds me. Trust.
It's just amazing learning together. Yes.
That's the point. The point is actually
yes.
The fact that...
And also,
yeah,
a little lag.
Yeah, there is a lag now because it's trying to adjust.
The voice is disappearing.
Yeah, it's trying to adjust. That's what I was saying, that there's an adjustment going on in the platform. That's what's new, and that it brings you back. Amazing. I'd love to know what technology is being used, but you saw that, right? It kind of takes care of itself, whatever, and then. You know, I can imagine it. But in any case, it goes back, Ludmila, to what Van said about trust. Can you imagine Ludmila and her right. husband drove from New York to Pittsburgh to meet someone they had never met face-to-face, only online? Now, maybe I didn't exist. Maybe I was an imposter. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You meet someone online, and then you commit. You drive eight hours, 10 hours, I don't know how many hours you guys drove to meet someone that you'd never met before. So, yeah, the trust.
And when you met in person, you really, the trust grows.
Yeah.
And it empowers. And since then, we were collaborating, writing books, writing chapters together, designing workshops, presenting at the conference virtually and in person. And it really empowers you and feed each other with ideas. And sometimes we say to each other, look, we're like twins. You read my mind. So it's amazing. Learning together is really powerful. And that's what MOOC provides. I agree with you, Vance. I think the main outcome of MOOCs is building relationships, creating networks, and you were one of those by webheads were actually another way of MOOCing. It was a MOOC because you were creating networks with people. With the tools that were available at that point, at that time. That's exactly what was happening. So anyway, I'm glad. Yes.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, it's interesting how, you were mentioning Wiki Educator a moment ago, Nelly, and how these communities come and go. They they flourish, but they also overlap and intersect. And actually, I just used the word community there. More recently, especially from Stephen Downs and the MOOC, the idea that the network of people, the personal learning network, these communities are sort of better seen as networks. But then I also read something by what's his first name? Seeley Brown. What's the first name I'm missing?
I know Seeley Brown. Anyway,
David Seeley Brown.
Yes, it is David. I'm just guessing.
But
it's David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it okay?
Yeah.
He talks about the collective. He says in a community you learn in order to be a part of it. In a collective, you're a part of it in order to learn. This is there's a difference between communities and collectives. So it was a term I hadn't really heard. But that's, I don't know, do you think that describes better than communities or networks? I don't know. Have you heard him use that term before, collective?
Ludmilla uses collective intelligence, right, Ludmilla? That's one of your favorite words.
Yeah.
I don't get stuck on terms, Vince. You know, I kind of, you know, I think the human aspect is more important than, you know, giving it a definition, you know, but that's me. I don't know if Judy's here. I just wanted to go on introducing Judy's an avid technologist. About the presenters, these will be the presenters. And what I wanted to point out, Martin had already presented and Vance is here now. I hope Vance, you'll have a chance to come back as well. Notice that Brian Alexander, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Brian Alexander. He's done a lot of things. He's kind of in the background. So I'm looking forward to seeing, he's going to be talking about something really interesting that I'm going to keep a secret for now. Of course, Dave Cormier really says what I believe in many ways. He kind of represents exactly what I think. So if you listen to his videos about MOOCs, that's exactly how I view the MOOCs. And then there's, I don't know if you've heard, Vance, of John Graves. He's an American who's residing in New Zealand. Yeah, he's doing a lot. Oh, I think you had him on Learning Together.
Oh.
Yeah. You met him. Oh, you were there.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No, you were in Australia.
I met him in a MOOC.
Oh, okay.
He was coming to... a MOOC that I think at the time, you know, you talk about clustering in MOOCs. Jeff LeBeau was doing these MOOC casts, and John was one of the people who came to the MOOC casts. So we learned a lot about his wiki to speech, which I thought was really exciting.
Amazing.
In fact, I'm kind of glad to get to that he's coming back. It would be nice to meet him
again.
Amazing.
He does these interactive sessions. All his sessions are interactive. So he doesn't just talk. He makes you work, which I love.
But his tools are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. They really are.
I'm interested in finding out more about what he's doing with Wiki to Speech because it's really something I could use as an e-reader, I think. You know, you just put anything in a wiki and it talks to you. It tells you. You know, I'm quite interested in learning more about it.
Me too. And then there's Maria. Yeah. Maria's doing a lot of interesting stuff, things that I think you would enjoy too, because she's doing collaborative translations of a book that she created, translate together. In other words, the book is free, it's downloadable, and it's working together from people around the world on a project. And I think that's something that we will be doing in the future. People will continue developing and creating, publishing, and so on. Of course, we've had Martin. Hopefully, he'll come back for the Moodle Moot in August. Stevens is going to be speaking on MOOCs and connectivism. There's Brian that I mentioned, Dave Cormier, still to go, John Graves, Maria, that I met, by the way. We organized a math, arts, and music conference at Ithaca College in New York. Now, Vance, I'm going to go off a little bit here on for the members, the active participants of the Moodle MOOC. And that's one of the questions that you heard about. It's not that people don't have Google Drive. It's not that they're all from China. No, they have Google Drive. But I made this particular document private, which means that everybody had to connect with me. Then I have to give them rights, editing rights, so that they can add the information. And the information, of course, about your Moodle experience. So Vance, I don't know if you filled this out, but you're going to have to fill it out as well, since you're going to be working with Moodle. So one is no Moodle experience. Okay, that's where you add your name under this this column. And then there's student role. Now, a lot of people don't know, realize that they were students on a Moodle. Because unless the teacher says, this is a Moodle, everybody, which is what I do in my classes. Mm-hmm. I've been using Moodle since 2003 with my high school students. So so students roll on Moodle. Yeah, they get a kick out of, they go around saying, everybody knows, they can hardly speak English, some of them, but they can say, Moodle, and then there's the teacher role with no editing rights and the teacher role with editing rights. And this usually the teachers know. And then there's Moodle manager. Now, manager is a new role in 2.0 and up. It used to be just admin. Now there's a manager. And the manager is less than an admin. An admin can do everything. It's like a webmaster, Vance. I think you would like that, to be an administrator, because you can do anything. And it's so easy to learn. I mean, how did I learn Moodle? I used it. You know, if you use it, you'll get it. It's not, it's not difficult at all if you use it. It's hard to learn when you're not using things. There are three venues. I mentioned this in the previous class. But again, there's Moodle for teachers. The Moodle experience is what I call it. And then there's the Moodle practice and the WizIQ, of course, for the live sessions. So the Moodle experience is, first of all, there's the social area, where everybody can join, ask questions, and take the choice activity. The badges are active, which means that you will be getting badges. And once you get three badges, you're eligible for a certificate. So make sure that you do what you have to do to get the badge, and then you'll get a certificate at the end. Now, this is the social course. It's called Moodle MOOC at WizIQ. You can also go back from the back and forth. You can click on the Moodle social course area and then go back to the WizIQ session. So you can go back and forth. That's easy. That's what Martin mentioned in his first talk. And then these are the three levels. There's Moodle for managers. This is for people who've been the admin or managers of a Moodle. And then there's the Moodle for experienced teachers. Okay, teachers who've had editing rights. And then Moodle for beginners. The Moodle for beginners will be a chance for teachers to become editing teachers. In other words, they'll learn to practice being a teacher with the role of a teacher, which means that the teacher would be able to edit. That's the true role of a teacher. Course, to be able to add content and manipulate the content and the activities. The Moodle for experienced teachers will deal with advanced level Moodle activities and so on. And of course, the managers will go on to more difficult developmental issues and topics. Everything is on Moodle 2.5. So everybody will be learning something, because I don't know how many people are familiar with Moodle 2.5. It just came out. And you'll have a chance to play around with it on the third area. The third area is the Moodle experience. You don't have to go there yet. I will talk more about it in week two, which is next Saturday. Now, a little bit about...
How do you know if you've got Moodle?
Pardon? How do you know, Van? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. How do you know which version of Moodle you're using?
Oh, that's very easy. But you have to be admin to know that.
Okay.
But I can tell you where to go. If you've got admin rights, I can tell you where to go to get that information. But you need to have admin rights. In other words, if you have admin... No, that's okay, Vince. It's never interruptions. I mean, like, every question, as I say, is the best question that you can ask at any time.
If it's really easy, just because I've got admin rights and a Moodle here.
Great. That's so open. If you have, okay, great. So if you have admin rights, you go to the left. Yeah, okay. I believe you. You go to the left and you open up.
No.
Yeah, you go to the admin and then you just, there's a search box. You write what you need in the search box. So you're going to go to registration. You go to the registration. Do you see the registration when you click on the admin?
Okay.
Yeah. I know this by heart. Otherwise, I would have to open a Moodle. So you go to the registration. When you click on the registration, you should be able to see the kind of Moodle that you have. Do you see it?
It's logged me out, but that's okay. I'll do that.
Connect
with
me. Ask questions. Look, the best way to ask questions, not the best question, but the best way to ask is where everybody can see the question and get a chance to also learn and also respond. Okay, it's very empowering to be able to answer people's questions. So what I'm showing you here.
My chance is chat is not allowed by the presenter. Have you blocked chat accidentally?
Could be. Yes, I did, in fact. Okay, yes. It should be fine now. Sorry about that. Sorry. In any case, what you see in front of you right now is the course. Okay, and I'm going to go through the numbers here. This is the social, the Moodle MOOC at WizIQ Social. Ludmilla, can you add the link to, or someone add the link to the chat box? Number one is your navigation. Vance, this is for everybody, your navigation. Number two is your administration. Now, this depends on your level. Everybody has administration at all levels. Even students have. So if you're a student, you'll have whatever, you know, you're allowed to have. If you're a teacher, you'll have different things and so on. As a student, you will see unenroll me. Don't unenroll yourself unless you really want to unenroll, because I'm going to have to enroll you back. Okay? Don't unenroll yourself so quickly. And then, of course, you get your grades, questions, and so on. That's number two. Number three is your profile. Please go into your profile. If you want to get a badge, your first badge, you will have to complete your profile. And I'll show you the badges in a minute. All right, that's number three. Number four here is a checklist. Just mark as you go. You check whatever you do so that you know that you've done it. And number four is your choice activity. You'll get a badge if you do this. So do it to see what your badge looks like. Your badges will appear. You'll get an email notification. Plus, your badge will appear on your profile. So as Martin says, these badges are very, very special. And there's only one discussion forum called Social Discussions in number five. Now for the badges. Are you ready for the
badges?
Where
have you written down what the badges need to do? How can people recap that? How can they find out what they should do to get these badges?
Aha. Okay.
Step back
now,
questions.
That's a good question. The badge is something new to, I know you had a talk on learning together on badges, Vance, I think, right? It was really interesting. Could you share that maybe in one of the discussion forums on WizIQ if you joined the course? I don't know if you've joined yet. To be able to share that, because I think it's a very, I don't know how many people came, but it was an awesome, an awesome conversation on badges. It was really good. In any case, there are system badges, and there are course badges, and there are even teacher badges, student badges. We can give each other badges. We can create badges as students, as teachers, and so on. So, Vance, there are system badges. The minute you go into the system, you're alerted to complete your profile to get a badge. You'll have to try it out. So the first badge, of course, is the MOO. This is As I said, I was inspired by the cow that Thompson, who's here today, uses in one of the courses that he took with me at IT for All. It was incredible. All kinds of cow images for the moodle. Number one, okay, is one badge. Number two, number three is the final badge if you complete all the course activities. Number two, certain activities. So take a look at that and enjoy. If you've got ideas about badges, you'd like to share badges that you'd like everyone else to have, you're free to do that. And questions, of course, make sure that you ask your questions so that everybody can have a chance to respond and learn from people's responses. And that's it. Okay, it's late. We're 5 minutes over. Vance, would you like to give us the date for today of this learning together, as you always do?
Well, yeah. Do we have more time, or are we in a hurry to wrap up? Because some I recognize some people just coming in.
Oh, really? Yeah, that happens. Yeah, some people are coming in, some are going out. Well, we could have this all day. Yes. Yeah, some people come near the end. That's true.
Well, it's a small confusion about the time. It was for 1300 GMT, but somehow WizIQ, in its wisdom, set it for noon GMT. So we started at noon.
Oh, and I see what you mean. You mean they're coming in not because they're coming in late. They're coming in because of misunderstanding. I have no idea because my iPhone just beeped me. My iPhone just beeped me to let me know that it's starting now. So I don't understand.
See. There we go. So, okay, well,
should we start it over again?
Learning together June 2nd, Sunday, June 2nd, 2001. Do you mean out and start it over or just keep going and start it over?
Well, whatever you think.
Well, go for half an hour or something.
Yeah, yes, definitely, definitely, Vance. I think we should.
Well, actually, do you mean you want to go out and or have a 2 hour session?
We could have a 2 hour.
Just keep going in this.
Keep going in this particular one. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but by start over, we mean we're going to. This is where I get to interview Nellie now. See, Nellie's been sort of Nellie has introduced her course, but she's and when you just came in. Yep. Okay, it's back again. We're getting some lags in the WizIQ here, but WizIQ has a funny time system. It's sort of I'm not sure if they're really on GMT time or sometimes people are on London time by mistake, and London goes back and forth an hour. So anyway, it happens, but it's no big deal. We've had a really nice hour already. And I just, by chance, I happened to notice when I went to look at the class, and the countdown was there, and it said it's starting in just a couple of minutes. I said, what, a couple of minutes? No. Anyway, I came and found all this wonderful crowd of people who had somehow got the same notice and had discovered that the thing was about to start, and they all came in. So anyhow, but here we are. We've got now, I can't see easily all the people who are still here, but I noticed that Claire was here and Teresa was here, and I just noticed those names as they were scrolling through, and I'm scrolling down and trying to see if how many others I can recognize. So let's see. Well, those are the only two names that popped up, but anyway. I think there are some people also from my workplace who might be coming, because in my workplace we have just got this MOOC, which I was just checking out to see. It looks like I've got, it says Moodle version 2.0.1.2.0.3.0.1.14. What is that? Moodle release 2.4. 2.4, okay, so that's what I've got. 2.4? Is that